This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Tornadoes and fierce storms are continuing to threaten large sections of the United States. In the Midwestern state of Kansas, a twister touched down outside Kansas City Tuesday, leaving at least 12 people injured and damaging property. People in several states have been impacted by the recent rash of tornadoes blamed for killing one person and injuring more than 100 others. The National Weather Service said Tuesday was the 12th consecutive day where multiple tornadoes were reported here in the United States. While the high number of twisters is not unusual, they are usually not as widespread. The U.S. state of Oklahoma is suing drug maker Johnson & Johnson over its alleged role in the U.S. opioid epidemic. In opening statements of the civil trial Tuesday, Oklahoma State Attorney General Mike Hunter said the company was motivated by greed.
In their zeal to provide a magic drug, they ignored centuries of experience, well-documented scientific histories of deadly addiction epidemics, and embarked on a cynical, deceitful, multi-million dollar brainwashing campaign to establish opioid analgesics as the magic drug.
The lawsuit, which aims to hold opiate manufacturers responsible for the drug crisis gripping the country, could have a large impact on other states seeking similar compensation. The U.S. military said Tuesday that a total of 6 American troops have been identified so far from 55 boxes of human remains that North Korea turned over last year. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement allowing for recovery of the remains of U.S. soldiers from the Korean War in the early 1950s. Military officials say about 5,300 American troops are believed lost in what is now North Korea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A battle is underway in the U.S. state of Missouri to keep the last abortion clinic open just days before it's expected to close. AP's Ed Donahue has more on the story.
Planned Parenthood says the license for its clinic in St. Louis runs out Friday, and the group's CEO says the state is investigating a large number of possible deficiencies. A new law in Missouri bans abortions on or beyond the 8th week of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest. Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit in an attempt to keep the St. Louis clinic open. The American Civil Liberties Union has submitted a petition for a statewide vote in Missouri on the new abortion law. More than 100,000 signatures are needed. I'm Ed Donahue.
The founder of the Smithsonian Institution's newest museum, which focuses on African American history, will soon leave the institution's entire system of museums and parks. The Smithsonian Board of Regents appointed Lonnie Bunch its 14th secretary. Bunch also becomes the museum's first African American leader.
It is humbling, exciting. It is something that had never crossed my mind to do, but it also makes me feel good because I get to give back to the institution I care the most about, the Smithsonian.
Bunch takes over the world's largest museum, education, and research complex in about 2 weeks. A leading Sudanese army general is criticizing the 2-day strike called by protest leaders after talks between the military and demonstrators to decide the country's future ground to a halt. Protesters are pressing army leaders to hand over power to a civilian authority following last month's overthrow of Sudan's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir. The protesters, who are represented by the Forces for Declaration of Freedom and Change, demand limited military representation on the Sovereign Council. That would run the country during a 3-year transition period, but the ruling generals refuse to relinquish power. The Taliban and Russia have jointly called for the withdrawal of U.S.-led coalition troops from Afghanistan. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the only way to settle the Afghan conflict is through diplomacy and politics, not with foreign military presence. The remarks came Tuesday in Moscow at a gathering of Russian and Afghan security personnel and Afghan political representatives. And Mackenzie Bezos, who just months ago divorced the world's richest man, is pledging to give away half of her estimated $37 billion fortune to charity. The former wife of Amazon founder and chief executive Jeff Bezos is one of the 19 people who have promised to donate more than 50% of their wealth to the Giving Pledge, an organization which asks the world's wealthiest people to promise to give away half of their wealth during their lifetimes or in their wills. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.